Imagine a kid who actually believes in Santa Claus. They live in such a way that reflects this belief, correcting their misbehavior for fear of this omniscient voyeur, setting out a plate of cookies, anticipating the legalized trespassing of a magical and potentially metaphysical man. The kid actually believes, which is why it's even more traumatic when they find out it's all a moral fiction. This was more than the intellectual consent to some propositional truth, but was an embodied belief that has been necessarily shattered.